Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, Gothamites. Stop hitting yourself. It is time for Gotham Season 4, Episode 8.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Show me how you want to do me.
Oh, you picked the breakdown. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gotham After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter, at Steve Kaufman. That's K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. Anytime I can play the Postmodern Jukebox, I'm a huge fan.
Give me a sign.
I think I lost Zach. I think Zach is just...
Yeah, I'm lost in the
Zach
music.
Is entranced. Where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Just Plain Zach, Z-A-C-K. Just Plain Zach. Go follow me. Hit me, baby.
Is that your Musical.ly? Is that your... That's an app that people do, I think. There's an app called...
App?
It's, yeah, Musical.ly. It's where Musical.ly. you do like karaoke style.
I can sing it. Oh my God.
Well, you'll yes. probably...
I don't think you actually sing, right?
It's no, you like you sing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You play the track and then
you pretend that
you
lip
sync under the track. A host here, Denise Salcedo. She's a real big deal on Musical.ly.
Oh, okay.
Carla Beltran, yeah. Where can the people find you?
Hi, guys. I'm Carla Beltran. You can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And it is Carla with a K.
Okay. Hey.
This episode, though.
This is my favorite episode of the season.
There was a lot happening. Like, there were so many emotions that
were
like going. It was a lot.
Yes, I was expecting more. I was like, no, you're right. All the things. It's a great episode. I really like no pig this week,
no
which
pig.
Is interesting.
I was okay with that though.
Yeah, it
like
was
I was
to
okay.
Have a break.
Like we got a break from him because I was like, I wanted like one more week for him to be done, and now I'm like, okay, I got a little break.
Yeah, like the relationship was getting really serious with Pig.
Yeah,
and then we needed a break.
Well, the me that's done production design for a while and like. Knows like budgets on episodes. Like I saw this episode and I'm like, oh, this episode is like 2/3 the price of last week's episode.
Yeah.
And for us to like, oh my God, the people, the things, what's happening?
There was a lot.
Gordon's
happening.
About to become
there was
captain.
Too much happening.
What does that mean, Harvey? How does that like the characters?
I was so happy.
Really just...
You're gonna get me fired up about that in a second.
We're there.
We're there.
How do you
we're
feel
there.
About Harvey?
I'm done with Harvey. I feel like he needs to be the next to go. Throw him in the swamp. Don't bring him back. Like he betrayed Gordon. He deserves to be stripped of his title. Like he's done. I didn't want them to become friends again. Carl and I disagree on that. So hard.
I think we disagree because I would like for them to stay friends. But I am glad that Gordon is captain now because he deserves to be captain. He showed up.
Would you be friends with Bullock again after that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Bullock is dead to me.
Okay. As the deciding vote here, I'm actually on Team Gordon with this.
Yeah.
I think Bullock, for all of his faults, and he has a lot...
Wait, what does that mean? Team Gordon is in you are on my team or Carla's team?
My team.
I'm on Gordon's team. Yeah, we're the people who talk about the show. I'm on Gordon. I think Gordon deserves to be captain, and I think he was right when he told Harvey that I don't...
Harvey was done.
Well, not that he's done. Like, he's relieved of his duty as captain, and he has to really learn how to be a leader.
Did he ever really earn that title, though? I feel like it kind of just fell into his lap.
It literally fell into his lap.
Yeah, it fell into his lap.
Because he's not a good leader. Being a good cop and being a good leader are two completely different things.
Yeah.
It's actually a huge problem in American workplaces, is that being a leader is a job in and of itself, separate of actually doing a job. But anytime you talk about that, people talk to you, people look at you weird, like, oh, you're a frilly community leader, like, what is that? And it's like, that's a job. To motivate people to do their job is a job.
Yeah.
And I think Gordon understands the lead by example form, and he's a better captain, even without last week's stuff. Much better captain.
He was born to be captain.
Yes.
He was definitely, well, it's, we watch the show with hindsight, that we know he becomes commissioner when Batman becomes Batman.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Kind of.
Just in case if you've never seen Batman.
I mean, would Gotham even go there?
So lit tonight.
Gotham will do whatever it wants. Like.
Yes.
Gordon Gotham can be retired by the time Batman's Batman. It's a whole thing. I really enjoy... Now, the question, and I have a lot of weird structural questions when it comes to Gotham. Does Harvey become a detective now?
Yeah, what happens to Harvey?
Wait, Harvey goes back to his own title, right? His last title that he had.
I believe he was a detective in the Homicide Division. Yeah. Also, it was never clear that he was captain of the whole GCPD. I always thought he was captain of the Homicide Division. Right up until they made... Right up until they had Gordon take him down. Like, they never clarified... what he was captain of.
Right.
I think we all just thought he was captain of GCPD because that's the only captain we've... He's in the office of the only captain we've ever...
Yeah. Well, and we also know there's a commissioner that's doing completely separate things from the captain. It's just a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Weird Gotham civics lesson from me. I did a lot of those last season when there was just, like, six mayors. That's just, like, Gotham civics lesson. Like, here's how you become mayor. Also, I love that scene with Gordon and the mayor. And Gordon with this is like all of a sudden true north, altruist. I'm going to be captain now. And I'm going to take down the bad people in Gotham.
Yeah, there wasn't much humility in like his acceptance at the end.
I liked it though. I liked seeing that side of Gordon because he's so humble all the time about like how good he's at his job. So that him saying, when he said, "Do you have a pen?" I was sitting there. I was like, yes. I was like, he's going to sign it. And just the way that he signed it was, I thought it was perfect. I really liked it.
I thought it was a necessary amount of disrespect to where Harvey was at that moment. I'm not saying Harvey in total. Yeah. I am saying Harvey in this moment.
Yeah, I didn't like this look on Harvey of like this, like sad, woe is me. Like, I get it. Like, you feel bad. You shot a cop. You got all these other cops killed. Shade, shade, shade. But, like, at the same time, like...
It's all your fault.
It is all your fault. Like, I'm sorry. I can't give you that much slack.
No, I give him enough slack as a human. As a human who was thrust into a job he didn't even ask for.
He trusted Penguin. I don't know. I'm not liking
Penguin
Harvey.
Penguin was paying him.
He never trusted Penguin.
He worked for Penguin. He took money from Penguin. That's shady.
It's shady, but not at the time. Like, if you're... Oh, to truly play a devil's advocate. If you're, okay. If you're on the highway and everyone's going 80.
Yes.
You're actually the unsafe one. If By you're not going, going 80. If you're going 65.
That is a different situation.
It's kind of the same situation. I understand morals will be a slippery
that's a
slope.
A bit of a stretch.
It's far from a stretch that if he's the captain who isn't taking bribes from Penguin, who is running the city, and who is ultimately doing better...
I don't
think
you can justify working with Penguin.
I think you can.
I think it depends.
And I think the fact that I'm sticking up for Harvey here is more a testament to the writers. They wrote a character good enough that he did bad, and I'm still like, but wait.
Yeah.
You don't know Harvey like I know Harvey.
I mean, I think we tend to forget that Gordon used to work with Penguin, like, way back when. Like, he used to...
And Gordon didn't agree to allow people to, like, be criminals with a license. Where did my moral compass come from?
Well, but it happened, like...
Really strong this week.
I'm just saying that it's... Yeah. I don't agree, and I don't even think Harvey agreed, and I think what most people didn't agree, and I think that's what
Fair.
I...
He's
that's
human.
What I mean, and that's what I mean by Gordon being the better leader.
Yes.
He is better... He is a stronger moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He led by that example of, no, I'm not doing this. I'm going to do everything I can to take down the bad people in Gotham, which is, lest I heard what people become cops to do, you should probably follow me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different from what Bullock did, which is like, I guess we're doing this now.
Yeah.
There's leadership and then there's leading and following.
Yeah.
Bullock was taking the mayor and like, well, this is how we're doing things. Yeah. Whereas Gordon is actually...
Taking charge, leading,
and he might fall on his face. He probably will.
I like this, like, empowered Gordon.
I do too.
Me too.
But we're forgetting he went...
I feel like he's already feeling super extremely empowered by the way he treated Sophia at the end of this episode.
But can we talk about the Sophia stuff?
Yes.
He went to Falcone to bring Falcone back. Because he thought the way Falcone ran the underworld is going to be better than the way Penguin runs the underworld.
And then he got mad at Sophia for doing what he wanted Falcone to come
in. Exactly. Do. Like, his hands aren't 100% clean in this situation at all. It's just what he did. I would argue what he did is a little more toward the greater good than what Bullock did, whereas Bullock was trying to go along with the flow, whereas Gordon is going against the flow to make things a little better. Mm-hmm. And now he went against the current to change the current, and now he's going against the current again because Sophia changed the current for him, and now he's going against the current again to be like, actually, I'm not with you, Sophia. I'm the captain of GCPD, and I'm going to take you down and anyone who's around. Where it's like,
he needs to make up his mind.
No, he made up his mind. He was going to change the current to change the current. He'd rather fight Sophia than fight Penguin.
But, like, he has to at least acknowledge that Sophia helped him. I didn't like how at the end he was like, I don't know, he was just kind of like,
well, I earned this. And it's like, well...
She even told him, she's like, you wanted a gangster to come in, clean this up, and I came and I handled it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
I'll take it. It's,
I like and, bye,
it,
Sophia.
It ends in A. I'll take it.
Hashtag bye, Sophia.
Oh, why do you guys think Sophia needs to go?
Yeah, they don't seem to like her.
I know.
The chat is, and by the way, the chat over at AfterBuzz TV, always very lit. Big fan.
they all hate her.
James Mirror Domains thinks Sophia is going to get killed by the Penguin. That's Mr. OOUUU thinks Sophia needs to go.
Ooh, you didn't earn crap, Gordon.
Ivan Soto says, you didn't earn crap, Gordon. I disagree. I think Gordon's the best cop on the force. I also think we view this show with hindsight. Mm-hmm. It's like watching the Star Wars prequels. And you know who's going to be a big deal. It's like watching Obi-Wan in the very first Star Wars prequel where we're like, he's great. He's great. Of course he's going to be Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what Gordon is in this show, where you're like, of course he's the best cop ever. Because he becomes the best commissioner ever.
Yeah, because we know.
Or the worst commissioner ever, because he needs a superhero. But whatever. Speaking of Penguin.
Penguin
knows that Sophia is playing him.
Or he figured it out finally.
He likely figured it out. And I like this mirroring with Martine. Not Martin. How it's spelled.
Yeah,
Martine.
It's Martine.
Martine, who can't speak or doesn't speak.
Martine going to be like a future villain? Is that a theory? Does somebody...
Possibly. He's going to be Robin.
No, kidding. He's not going to be Robin. He's going to be a villain. But
someone else
villain?
In that schoolyard is going to be Robin. Mark my words. 2 seasons, Robin.
I hope we see Robin. That'd be so awesome.
Possibly. And Robin would have to be
I
six.
Hope we find out who this person is.
Martine. Yeah, I hope it's not like another Alex situation, because they pimped out Alex for a week and then they killed him at the end of the episode, and I was not into that.
About that.
Bruce's friend, yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Also, no Pig, no Bruce.
Oh, I think we have a theory on who Martine is.
Oh, Martine becomes the ventriloquist. That makes sense, Eric. See, Eric Olin.
That's what I was hoping for.
And Ivan Soto. Robin is probably 2 or 3 years old, but it's Gotham, Ivan Soto. And Robin, there have been 15 Robins. You can have a 12-year-old Robin to Bruce's 16 to 18 type of age. A lot of comments last week were telling me that he's 16 and it's inappropriate for him to wake up next to someone. We should avoid that completely.
Oh, yeah, they didn't like that. They did not like that.
I think I prefaced it with crude question.
Yeah.
Let's go. I don't think I was out of line for asking.
Wait, we're ignoring the big elephant in this week's episode, which is the Barbara, Selena, Tabitha trifecta that was like amazing this week.
Oh no, we're not ignoring it. We're just ending.
We haven't gotten there yet. Can we go there?
Yes.
Okay, let's go there.
I can wait. I have so much.
Do we want to end there? Amazing. Do we want to end there?
Okay, we'll end there.
We'll end there because we're going to talk the Penguin Sophia stuff. Okay. We'll get
Penguin
there.
And Sophia.
The Penguin Sophia stuff. What do we think Penguin's going to do?
Kill her.
That simple?
Yeah.
No, I think he's going to try and like trick her some way.
Do you think? I personally, and this is bordering on a prediction, I honestly think she has him wrapped around her finger enough that this turn was part of her plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That would make the most sense
to me.
That's
a lot of credit. Do you think she'll make it after the holiday break?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like she's going to go soon.
No.
Well, we do
Nobody dies in Gotham. She's been on more than 4 episodes. She cannot actually die.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
And also,
I have a feeling.
I feel like, next week is the last episode, right? Because then
No, there's two more.
There's two more, but it will be after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay. I think she'll make it after Thanksgiving. Because we see that, well, this is more for, like, predictions, but we see, I think she might be there having dinner with them when Pig shows up.
Yeah, I saw that in the preview. That for next week. She's definitely, I don't know, I'll develop a theory in the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I think she has Penguin, she's controlling Penguin to a point that this turn had to have been inevitable to her. Because Penguin's not a dumb person.
Yeah.
And he's not an easy-to-puppeteer person.
But he's impulsive. That's the thing. That's why I think he's just going to end up killing her. He's just... He doesn't always think things through.
That's fair. I don't know. I think he'll try to kill her, and then that's part of her plan. But I'll back down.
I think that if he tries to kill her, they'll be, like... He won't actually kill her, but that's what will end their friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't stay friends with her after she tricked him.
Could you imagine?
Well, he's not. Well, but what we learned with the Penguin Martine stuff, which I actually really liked, is that Penguin's not friends with anybody after Nigma.
Yeah.
That it's just, I don't have friends.
Yeah, Penguin has feelings.
I have feelings and underlings, but no friends.
No friends. Just, what was the word he used?
Associates, underlings. I think he used some synonym for underlings.
Yeah. Something like that.
Or, well, you said that him and Martine are...
Conspirators.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into Tabitha and Butch.
Yes. Please.
They're back.
He was remembering her.
He
was almost back.
Also, as a pro wrestling fan, you guys nailed it, Gotham. Just the whole... The theatrics of what pro wrestling is.
That was so gory. Like when he breaks his arm.
I didn't like when he ripped off the arms. That I did not like.
Yeah,
like
I think it was not necessary.
Bang their head into the ground, but like he kept ripping off limbs and then like beating them with it.
And then it was very graphic. Like I could see it, and I don't want to see that.
No.
But that's probably just me.
I feel outvoted on this panel. But I, for one, loved the over the top gore. And this show doesn't do it very often, but like there's Saw levels, horror movie levels of gore.
There was a lot of gore this episode.
But, like, I'm saying, like, psychological, like, tearing someone's arm off and beating them with it, to me, is just comical gore. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what this show needs. Because it's not believable gore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to shoot that scene that's just completely terrifying. And they didn't do that. Like, it was very much a comical, kind of a funny, quick cuts, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I could see, like, Eli Roth shooting that scene. Be terrifying. It'd be terrifying. You'd have a close-up of the guy's face as the arm got ripped off.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Not digging.
And then you would get a POV shot of Grundy actually beating you with the hand. Like, there's ways...
But now you're, like, putting a visual in my head. It was bad enough watching it the first time.
But there's different ways... I'm saying there's... The way they actually portrayed this...
Fits
the comical tone that... The campiness that you would expect from something in the Batman,
the hyperbole
extended universe, whatever you would mean, whatever that means. So I for one enjoyed this. Also, I'm predisposed to some violence, I guess. I guess that's part of it.
I'm all for love. Just kidding.
I am all for love on This Is Us.
On This Is Us.
On This Is Us. Is that a boo for This Is Us? From the...
I know. Hey.
No, that's a boo for love. I think someone's mending a broken heart.
This Is Us is a boo-hoo because you'll cry during the show.
Yep. Yeah. That's a guarantee.
Oh, I've never seen
this. Oh, it's a cry fest. It's a guaranteed cry fest.
Don't watch it.
Watch it with a box of tissues.
Yeah.
It's the emotional equivalent to someone ripping an arm off and beating you with it.
Okay.
But in a good way. If there's such a thing.
I like Tabitha seeing Butch and like having that moment, and she's like, Butch, and he's like, I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also love the flashback in the very beginning of the episode
where
she's not even there and he sees her and almost snaps back into being Butch.
But I think when he was seeing her, because I think his eyesight or like his focus kind of changes, because when he was seeing her at the beginning, it was kind of red, and that's when he first saw her, I feel like he was kind of angry to see her. And then towards the end, when she hits him again, it's like red, but then it kind of goes away. And then that's when he passes out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I liked that they made her seem as like something bad before. And then now she's actually like, now he's kind of remembering like, oh, she's actually not bad. And so the redness goes away.
I like it. I think he has to stay Solomon Grundy. He's like, kind of a zombie with sludge for blood, and like
he can't be zombie Butch.
I don't want to have to get into the minutia. I don't want to have to get into the minutiae of like he can go back and forth from being Butch or not Butch, or like I don't want to.
Well,
get
I don't
into...
know. They set that up this week.
Grudge.
But like, I don't know. I don't want there to be rules or this or that. I want him to stay Solomon Grundy, who can occasionally remember that it's. Remember that Tabitha's there.
Or who can maybe just adjust to, like, Tabitha. Yeah, it's Solomon Grundy.
I don't like Butch with Nygma. Nygma's, like, not Butch's friend. Or what's Grundy's friend. Like, I want Grundy to come over to back with Tabitha and, like, they could tear it up together.
I want that, too. And I think that's long-term that has... Yeah, long-term that has to be it now. But I think... Right now, we have Lee leading a team of Grundy
fans.
Of Grundy and Grundy fans and Nygma. So, do we think Tabitha, Barb, and do we think the Sirens left? Tabitha, Barb, and Selena? Do you think they all left the Narrows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
they'll come back when they need to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're probably going to talk to Penguin about something.
I don't think
Penguin's going to want to talk to them. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they're going to be allies. I think they're going to be reluctant allies. They're going to be reluctant allies of Lee and what Lee puts together out of the Narrows. Mm. Firefly's not dead, so maybe she can reform Firefly, because we do remember that Firefly is from the Narrows.
Yeah.
And although she might have some bad thoughts about it, like, we're kind of getting a class war, guys.
I like it. I really like it.
I dig it. It's a class war in Gotham.
It's really nice.
It's the cops, the rich, the criminals, and then the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And then the orphans.
The orphans, which are also the poor that are tended to by the rich. The rich are also villains, and then all of them watch these fights on TV, though. Right? Yeah. I know there weren't cameras, but I think
everybody
that's,
does watch fights whenever they're
I
on.
Think that's the top rated show in Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
Is Livewire or like I wrote Livewire. Her name is Cherry. I'm sorry, guys. Cherry's Fight Club, which Cherry just gets shot in the face.
I like
Cherry
that.
Cherry gets killed super quick. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I think
she was just like bang.
I think that's how we know she wasn't Livewire.
Yeah.
Because
she died.
Like, she just died.
So who do we think is going to become Livewire? Or do we not think...
Well, no, Livewire is a Superman villain. I thought Joelle and I thought it would just be really cool and very Gotham to be like, she's Livewire. Mm-hmm. But it makes just as much sense. Like, no, she's a completely original character that dies.
Yeah.
And I think this is only week 3 with Cherry, so she might not come back.
Yeah,
I don't think Cherry might come back.
I think there's a rule of 3. If you make it to the 4th episode, you never die. If you die by the 3rd episode...
So Sophia can't die.
Sophia can't die. Bullock can't die. Gordon can't die.
We will see.
We've only seen this mayor twice. The mayor before him, not Penguin. Penguin can't die. The mayor before Penguin can't die. We saw him a bunch of episodes. Fish Mooney obviously can't die. Who can't die? Name someone in the chat, and I'll tell you if they can or can't die by how many episodes. Poison Ivy can't die, because they'll just keep recasting her.
Oh, yeah.
They might as well have killed her. They might as well
we
have killed
this
version.
This week. I want to see her.
Well, I think...
I thought it was for the next... It's for the next batch of season.
It's for the winter season, because I think they didn't have much for her this season, and maybe that actress is a lot of money. Or maybe there's a lot of heat around that actress.
Well, I mean, I don't really see where Poison Ivy would play in this season anyway.
You'd think she'd be one of the Sirens, but then she kind of went off on her own thing, and I think they used her well. They used her well this season.
I like the rule of 3. Like, I like the 3 girls together. Just like when they were walking, like, on
their
way.
It's going to be them and
Lee.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it'll be them and Lee, but Lee is like, it's them and Lee, you know?
And dare I admit, I'm liking Lee more and more as the season progresses.
I love Lee.
Like, she's still kind of Lee, but, like, she's, like, a dangerous kind of Lee. And now she's, like, the leader of this club.
She said, drinks in the house.
Victor. Yep. Oh, my God. Where's Victor? Someone mentioned Victor.
This is the second week without Victor.
Oh, my God. I need Victor back. Give me Victor.
That's true.
Oh, I think they mentioned him for you to weigh in on whether or not Victor should be killed.
Victor cannot be killed. Victor's
been around too long.
He did like 5 episodes in the first season. There's no way Victor can die. Who else in the chat? Jerome can't die.
Jerome.
Hugo Strange can't die. He's BD Wong. He's my whole Thursday night.
Where is Hugo Strange?
He's around.
Everyone's just
hiding.
He didn't go to jail. He's around.
Fish. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ivan Soto in the chat. Whatchamacallit? They've confirmed that Fish Mooney will never come back, but that doesn't mean she actually died.
Right.
If they could bring her back, they would. I just think Jada Pinkett Smith's probably over.
Done, yeah.
Where is Victor? Billie Jean Girl 24 is asking.
I don't know. I miss him.
I'm going to have to look into what that actor's up to. I wouldn't be shocked if that actor
Isn't he on another show right now?
I made that up last week. I don't actually know.
No, I think he actually is. That
makes sense, especially the dispensable henchman last week, and then the dispensable replacement last week, and then no mention or shots of him this week lead me to believe that they only had him for a certain amount of episodes, and he'll just come back when he comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe there's one quick line of, where were you? Somewhere else.
Well, the Penguin does say that he was gone, that he went to go visit his buddy.
Oh yeah,
something.
They acknowledge that he's on some kind of vacation.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe he comes back with news or something. Yeah. Maybe he went on an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about emo Bruce. What did happen to emo Bruce? I feel like he's gone.
But yeah, now he's like party Bruce.
But can his death actually be done forever?
Whose?
Emo Bruce. Clone Bruce from last season.
I think so.
That would be a weird one. My theory, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that if you've been on Gotham more than 3 episodes, you cannot die. So, Cherry this
week...
Where
is Emo Bruce?
He's around. They'll get to
like,
him.
Like, where are all... Is there, like, an underground club that everybody's just hanging out in? Like, what?
Kind of. Kind of.
There are so many characters that we get introduced to that just disappear.
This show is a lot like Twitter.
Yeah.
280 characters.
It's a lot.
That was my dad joke of the night. We'll take that. You can follow me on Twitter, where I do 280 character jokes. It's at Steve Kaufman. I think we're ready. Are we ready for predictions? I think we got a lot to talk about.
Did we cover everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Barbara Saw Lee.
I guess we could talk a little about Barbara and Lee.
That was a thing.
That was a brief thing. And, like, I think...
I liked it. I liked the chemistry the girls had together in that moment.
I liked that frenemy, I hate you, but I don't hate you.
Yeah, like, I hate you, but I understand you now, was kind of thing. I feel like Lee in the beginning kind of hated Barbara because Barbara hated Jim, but now Lee kind of understands because she's been in the place where she hated Jim as well.
Yeah, and now they're, like, both, neither of them are with Jim, so they're, like, exes in crime together, which I kind of like.
I love it.
I will be naive, Ivan Soto, but I don't think Fish Mooney's actually coming back.
No. So.
Everyone in the chat is talking about whether Fish Mooney will actually come back. I think if they could have her back, they would, is all I'm saying. Let's get into some predictions.
Predictions! And now, your AfterBuzz
TV predictions. All right. Do we think Sophia planned for Penguin to have this turn?
No. I disagree with you. I don't think she planned this. Well, actually, no. Now that I think about it, I think you're right because, like, she's
the one that said about the chickens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She's the one that, like, who else is going to get Gordon to become captain? Like, she has that type of.
She's trying to run Gotham by influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's trying to influence Penguin as far as she can before she understands that Penguin's going to revolt. And you can still influence someone while they're revolting against you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she'd be really bad at this if she hadn't prepared for such things.
Yeah. She's tricked him so many different times in so many different ways that I think, you know, if she didn't plan for this to happen, she at least she has a backup plan in case this happened.
Fair enough. Ivan Soto in the chat says no. Says no, Sophia got sloppy.
Ivan Soto has a lot of opinions.
Ivan Soto is all up on our
chat tonight.
All right,
Ivan Soto is tearing it up tonight.
So that, what else we got going?
Sophia got sloppy. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Does Harvey disappear? We all get sloppy on a Saturday night. It's fine.
Fair enough. Does Harvey? Speaking of getting sloppy, A, does Harvey go back to being an alcoholic? And, like, does Harvey go back into the program? Because he was in the program.
I think Harvey has him, like, he's going to go through his mess. He's going to leave. Jim's going to, he's going to, like, leave being a detective. And then Jim's going to have to come and get him to come back. And I feel like, but Jim, you're a cop at heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to see that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a moment between season two and season three, or in between a break. I think it was a break in the middle of this series that we know it as now, where Harvey literally admitted he was an alcoholic and stopped drinking.
Yeah.
And like,
that's when he was working at the bar, right? Yes. He was working at a bar.
He was working at a bar and then decided, and then was like, I don't drink now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the stuff I'm going through, but maybe that character should go back into AA.
I have a question. Do you guys think that he'll still be working for Penguin?
No.
Okay.
I think he... Well...
No. I don't think so.
I think he's going to take a leave of... I personally think he has to...
He's going to take a leave of
absence. He's going to take a leave of absence for everything that he'd been through. It would be understandable for him to do.
Yeah.
And then he'll come... When he comes back, he'll come back full force.
Yeah.
Hey, ready to be a good cop.
And Jim's going to be the one to reignite his fire.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe he comes back... Like, honestly... And I think this was a criticism I had on the show, so I won't talk about it very long, but he did... They made a point to say that he was sober... And then at one point, he just was drinking again. Like, they didn't make a big deal about the fact that he fell.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I thought that would be very important for this character. It would make him incredibly human. Where they just decided to flip a switch. We're like, no, he's drinking Harvey now. Where it's like, can we get, like, a scene where he becomes drinking Harvey for whatever reason?
I think him becoming captain was a reason for him to start drinking.
That's fair. Give me one scene, and it could be in a Bullock fashion where he's like, where he becomes captain, and he throws his chip away, and then grabs a bottle of bourbon. I think
that might have happened. Didn't that happen when he was in the office, and then?
Well, he starts drinking, but like as far as I'm aware, there's no moment where they acknowledge that he was an alcoholic and acknowledge that there was a period of sobriety. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm bringing my own stuff to it. talking about Sophia, talking about Penguin. When does the all-out war between the Sirens and Penguin go down? And does it actually control the underworld? Or who gets to control the underworld at the end?
I think we see it happen in the winter finale, and it's going to be a cliffhanger.
Ooh.
I like that. I think
that's exactly what happens.
I think it's going to go down in the winter finale, and I think the dust is going to settle. And it'll be some type of Sophia. Like, I think Pig will all but dispatch. Like, it looks like Penguin's going to confront Sophia at a dinner. And then Pig is going to, like, try to confront everyone. So that whatever Penguin was about to do will get distracted. Sophia will be locked up in that room somehow. They'll extinguish Pig next week. And then there will be an all-out war the week after that. Or the episode after that. And we'll kind of have forgotten about Sophia. And then at the end, like, all the dust will settle, and Sophia will just become the leader of that underworld. And maybe Penguin goes to Arkham or something.
No, I don't think that Penguin will go to Arkham. But I personally don't think that Sophia's going to take over just yet. I think that she's going to have Penguin thinking that he's running it for a long time, and she'll be running it already.
Okay. I'm good with that. One last thing. Bruce Wayne, the girl he was with last week, there were a lot of commenters who thought she was an Al Ghul of some type.
No.
Like Talia Al Ghul. She could be Talia Al Ghul.
No.
I think
it was just a random character that they threw in for his character to, like, go through his thing.
His party scene.
Yeah, they needed to bring a girl in to have him have his moment.
I'm on the fence. I think there's some importance to this woman. To this woman who got him in a club and, like, pretty much activated a part of him that wanted to unravel.
You're right, because she came to him. She's like, I remember you. Like, it wasn't like a random girl. She sought him out.
She sought him out to make him make bad choices.
That's a valid point.
She could
just... But I don't think she was the one that said, like, to make bad choices. Because didn't he say, like, oh, yeah, let's get out of here when they were at the fundraiser event?
Yeah, but she sought him out knowing that that was on his mind because of everything he went on. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense that she's an Al Ghul. Talia Al Ghul seeking revenge for what he did to the father.
But the father wanted to die.
She doesn't know that or care about that. She lost her dad.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
She lost her dad and she's young and she's trying to have Bruce Wayne self-destruct. I'm not opposed to that theory. And also Tommy Elliott will be Hush, yes. Tommy Elliott, the character from last week. Do we have any predictions at large before we get on out of here?
Mm-mm. I think that was the biggest prediction yet.
Cool. Now I have to come up with one quick.
We didn't talk about the trifecta of Barbara and Tabitha and Selina. Like, that was amazing.
The Gotham City Sirens. We talked about how great they are.
I know, but like, we didn't like really say how great they are. Like,
I said that I loved when they were...
I was like living for that, and I just needed to say it for the fifth time this week. It was great, and I want to see more of it, and I hope they don't break up.
There's some rumor and innuendo in our chat that says the Jerome act, they're filming stuff with Jerome right now.
Oh,
so that
would
mean it would be in January. That would make sense.
Oh,
that's between, so exciting.
Between Pig, Sophia, Penguin, Nigma.
How are they going to bring him back this time?
It's Gotham.
I don't care how they bring him back, as long as they bring him back.
But like, I can buy that. But yeah. I could buy that, but that would feel like he could get a good 3 or 4 episode arc. And there's been a lot of talk about how Pig is like the unforeseen villain, whereas everyone knew Sophia was coming back, everyone knew Gordon was gonna have to face down with Penguin, and we're gonna get Solomon Grundy, like everyone knew, in the Gotham City Sirens, like we knew the big things. And with this show, it's the big things are usually the sizzle, and the steak is usually a character like Pig or Jerome or Tetch, or like this show does a really good job of knowing where the sizzle and the steak are.
Yeah,
and the steak is Pig right now. I'm not going to take that pun. That was a backward pun. I think I'm just about done here. Carlo, where can the people find you on Twitter?
Well, hey, guys. Thank you so much for joining with us today. You can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels. And why did I just forget what my... I always forget what
your
handles are. And then you can find me on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end. And it is Carla with a K.
You can find me at Just Plain Zach on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all over the place, justplainzach.com. Just go and follow me.
And you guys can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN. You can also go to thesoberyear.com. That is my journey with sobriety. It'll take you to a vlog I'm doing. I'm kind of far, like week 21.
Yes.
Doing the things.
Yay.
Do it.
Thank you, Gothamites, and good night.
Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
It's Gotham!
Herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.